Make the most out of your time at work
with Karen Gately,
Leadership and People Management Specialist.
2020 has been a long year, so when we get to celebrations at the end of it, people might just go that little bit too far. We're here to start that. Good morning, Karen Gately.
Good morning.
Of course, we want people to celebrate, right? It is a year that we should be celebrating the end of.
Exactly. But I think every year, at this time of the year, we start to have this conversation around how should we behave at the Christmas party,
yeah.
You know, how do we keep ourselves safe at least. And I think, you know, as you're pointing out, this is a year that there's, for employers, there's especially a danger zone here we need to be looking out for. I think people are so ready for the break that, yeah, I agree. I think a few people are going to let their hair down, as they say, and go crazy.
There's going to be a bit of cobweb blowing out. Okay, we're going into the do's and don'ts. Let's start with the negative. What should we not be doing? Some of these are pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, clearly doing things like deciding now's a great time to go and have a conversation with the boss about their performance or, you know, our grievances or our desire for a pay rise or whatever it might be. You know, I think we need to clearly remember that we're at a party. Now's not the right time to go and have that kind of chat like I've seen a number of people decide to do over the years.
What about passion on with the co-worker?
Passion on with a co-worker is not a great idea if we're standing in the middle of the dance floor and the whole organisation is actually watching you. I had to cross the dance floor once and point out to a young couple that the managing director was quite awkward in trying not to watch them because it was such a display that they were putting on. You know, I think if you are consenting adults, you know, you don't have a direct report, you know, relationship, so one of you isn't the boss, then I think then it's just about being polite and behaving like you would if, I don't know, if you're at a family gathering perhaps and you were starting to create a connection with someone. Just, again, keep it a bit polite.
Old school courting, you know, do it classy. And,
what,
of course, maintaining the drink limit.
Yeah. Well, the big rule here is to make sure you've actually had some food, not just alcohol.
Yeah,
because
and
when I've seen...
Salad's not going to cut it. I say that from personal experience.
Exactly. And this is one I think most of us have seen. And, you know, again, a note to employers, make sure that you're feeding people early. Because I have seen so many events where the alcohol starts to flow early.
Yeah.
Dinner's not till a lot later. By the time food arrives, people are, you know, plastered already. So, again, we're all adults. So just remember, let's put something in our stomach before we start really hitting the alcohol hard.
Now, it sounds like the Christmas party we've attended are a little bit debaucherous. So let's turn the tables here. What is the Christmas party a good opportunity to do? What should we be doing?
Well, you know, I think it's a starting point to turn up. You know, a lot of people are, you know, trying to weasel their way out of it. I think it is an opportunity for us to celebrate as a team, you know, the year that is. So even if we've just survived it, even if we've just been able to get through it, that's worth celebrating, right? So it's also about just, again, building those relationships and friendships outside of just our day-to-day work that, you know, can make a big difference both to the quality of our own work life as well as obviously our ability to be a great team.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, it's about demonstrating that respectful, grateful mindset around the Christmas party. So to take us back into another don't for a moment here is, you know, let's not whinge and whine about what type of party it is. Let's be grateful for the party that we've got.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, just take the opportunity to be with your colleagues and relax and forge those relationships that, as I said, can make us feel better.
I've definitely worked in workplaces before where there's been complaints had. And I figure that the Christmas party is a great way to say thanks, particularly if you're management or leadership, to just build some morale, right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, again, a lot of organisations question what's the point of the Christmas party? Should we even bother having it? And again, I've seen businesses go down that path and really suffer the consequences because people do see it as a thank you, as a reward for effort, but also an opportunity just to, again, come together. We've worked hard, so just play a little bit as well, you know, in terms of the time that we spend together. So I think it's a great opportunity to do all of those things, to celebrate and to bond and, you know, to even, for example, in some businesses, if we're bringing families into the event, yeah. you know, it's a great opportunity for those people to understand more about the business, understand more about their partner's work life. So, you know, there's a lot of opportunities there that if we're sensible, we can leverage.
Well, if you're partying this Christmas, make sure you do so responsibly. Don't scorch the earth behind you and just have a great time. Karen Gailey, we've got one more week next Monday.
Look forward to it. Thank you.